high. High in the sky these towers stand, soaring over little humans who bring life to them. Cold, cold, cold they are. Capturing beginnings of stories to be told for generations to come, with markings that might forget the realities of others and faces yet to be remembered. Facades so beautiful. I mean, who would want to destroy them since their details almost disappear from eye level, ascending to the heavens, once a protocol for all of humanity to be saved. Fixed on the door next to the next, 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 until there are too many to count. All buried in grand entrances, decorated with grapes, lions, and naked angels. People marching in and out, consuming what they consume best. Capitalism. The exchange between our inner peace and instant gratification, just like Instagram. What's left are moving images of the world and yourself. Thank you. History. History, history, history. His story is so treasured, it's immortalized through grand iron sculptures, dragging with them times of change, telling stories of those who conquered and those who failed to keep their land. No, those who fought for their land against an iron rifle spitting fire and a bullet. Its product, a mark. Pierced and carved through flesh, leaving lifeless bodies as seeds on the floor, preparing for an uproar that will bear the fruits of a better tomorrow. For who? The question remains. The discomfort rests, grabbing its IKEA pillow tight.
Nej, det är inget. Ja, det är inte. Det kommer vara det bara. Ja, det är inte. Det kommer vara det bara. Ja, det är inte.
Still. Still the water and soil lay, interrupted by floating devices carrying a number of bodies, or one. From past and present, they await above the waves, heading to the land, the promised land. The land, in exchange for French royalties, with the white monarch still reigning, refusing to recognize its invented pedagogies and the impression it left on the minds of many who look at Brown and think,
danger!
Endangered skin color. Endangered skin color. Orange and blue rays reflecting on the horizon as the waves dance in motion, ushering those who wander to sleep.
Sedan alla muspån överallt, sover alla redan. Somna salt i vaggan din, jag ska inte störa. Räven sover också nu med svansen under örat.
Fields. Fields of unbothered and malnourished ground peak. Silenced by the passing of an entourage of blue and white fleet. Catcalling it with abrupt hooters, traveling through the wind. It. Stubborn like an African woman, ready to slap any man who dares to build any bridge that would connect that which is two worlds apart. One building the other. As bridges connect to disconnect the lived experiences of segregation. At each stop, a different tongue that has traveled from parts of other lands. Serving a delicious blend of a multicultural soup everyone loves and everyone enjoys. But sometimes too afraid to embrace. I mean, what would the world be without these 33-minute-long journeys? Without these bridges in the sky holding brown royalty high? What would the world be without people who are different in every way? People who can be neither here nor there. People with expressive voices. People with fucking strong spices.
Intersister.
People who want to change the world for good. People with real smiles. Fake smiles. To make sure life moves on so bread ends on table and bread into mouth. Because ends have to be met. And so, the travel to the other side is not so long anymore. As familiar sounds of home echo through young men sharing a story, laughing at their loudest. Are six languages taking the center stage to show off their sexy curves with all the rolls and the clicks and the complexities? On the other side, there's movement. There is change. There is hope. There's warmth. There's happiness. And there is a tomorrow.
I'm going to go to the hospital.
Tulu mamu so.